from the I'm glad I didn't buy it file, No Man's Sky.
3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast. This week, you got me. That's it. You just got me. No Tam, no Andy. Tam's still having problems with his car. I believe it's the alternator. That sucks ass. So, we don't know when he's going to be back. I'm sure we could go pick him up. I probably would have this week, except Andy was also sick, so whatever. I didn't feel very well myself, but I decided I would do this because if we don't do it this week, the next Sunday, Andy's going to be in Kansas City, so it's just going to be Tam and I, if we're lucky. Then the following week, it might actually be all three of us. We haven't had all three of us here for a long time, so hopefully that pans out. But then the 23rd, I'm gone at a wedding, so I won't be there. So it's been a while since we've had all three of us here, and God, I hope we get all three of us back soon, just because seems like forever. Seems like I'm missing a significant part of my life. Anyway, so this podcast is going to be pretty quick. I guess I'm just going to go over a few things, so it seems like we actually did something this week. I'm still modding Skyrim like crazy, by the way. As I've told Andy, I have the X Gonna Give It To You mod, where it plays X Gonna Give It To You randomly over some battle music. Well, instead of some battle music, but I also got like a metal dragon fight mod, so that's pretty awesome. And I recently got a mod that changes the, whenever you do a sneak attack, it plays the X-Files music. It's fucking hilarious. Oh, and whenever I get near skeletons, it plays spooky, scary skeletons. So, still doing that. Played a little bit of Rocket League last night, and I got my ass kicked. Stefan and I played that. We didn't do so hot. I am tempted to play Oblivion soon and mod the hell out of it to see if I can, like, kind of update it to today's look or as close as I can get. Really, I just want the NPC thing more than anything because the NPCs in Oblivion were kind of eh. But I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to do, like, a two-handed build, like a big tank, but don't touch magic at all. Like, I've never done that before. I've always kind of done, like, the spell sword thing. But I want to, like, not touch magic at all. Even restoration magic. So we'll see how that goes. Probably going to be something that sits on the back burner forever, because I still got to play Nuka World. And I just got Rainbow Six Siege on Steam. I got that last night, and there's actually, like, a, I forgot what they call it, but it's like an entry-level version. It's $15, and you get two operators right away at random, and you can purchase two more with the points you already have, not, like, actually pay for two more. And you get things slower. It's not, like, everything's not completely unlocked, but you get pretty, you get the base game, and you unlock things at, like, a slower rate. So we were playing that last night, and then today, Stefan found a sale on CD keys for $21 for the full game. So I got a refund on Steam for that, and then I bought the full game. I've yet to play that, but I'll play that tonight. We'll see how that goes. But it was fun for what I played. We actually were trying to defend a hostage, and we were in this master bedroom. Stefan found a really great spot to just mow people down, and I kind of couldn't find a great spot. I was stuck behind the world's strongest couch. I could not shoot it out of the way. It just, like, would take bullets like a sponge. So we made it. We were playing on hard. We made it to wave 5 out of 5 twice. But just, there's these stupid shield guys. They come in with a fucking shield. And you have to, it's stupid. Stupid as hell. All right. Well, we should probably move on. That's what I got for the opening segment. Anyone else got anything to, oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Let's move on to gaming news.
Ravioli, ravioli, give me the gamioli.
Here we go!
This is gaming news on Three Hit Combo.
Ravioli.
So Pokemon Go, yes, Pokemon Go is still around. Pokemon Go traffic surged to 50 times Niantic's initial estimates. That's pretty fucking nuts. Kind of explains why there was a really bumpy road in the beginning there. Although I've noticed, I tried playing Pokemon Go last night, the footsteps still aren't back, which everyone thought those would come back. And every time I play Pokemon Go now, I pull it up and I look at the Pokemon and it's always like a couple of Rattatas. And I'm like, well, this is just not worth my time. So I just shut the app. This time I pulled it up and there was a couple of Rattata, a Pidgey, and a Bellsprout. And I'm like, I'll catch a Bellsprout. I can do that. And I clicked on the Bellsprout and it disappeared and said error. I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. All right. So I put the damn thing away. I haven't played it since, but oh well. 50 times traffic and it's going down. Pokemon Go developers are also being sued by the Netherlands. You see, Niantic has responded to some requests to remove areas like the Berlin Holocaust Museum and Hiroshima Atomic Bomb Museums, so people aren't, you know, flooding those areas and basically just causing a commotion. They're not actually there for the museum itself. They're just there to catch Pokemon and move on. The Netherlands was asking them to remove some protected dunes near the Gijken beaches. I hope I pronounced that right. But Niantic basically ignored them. Like, eh, whatever. So Netherlands taking them to court to get them to remove those areas from Pokemon Go. So pretty interesting because I guess I've never seen a country. Has that happened? Country sue a game developer before? I mean, it has to have happened at some point. I guess if anyone knows, email me at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. Do my research for me. I know none of you are going to do that. So you can grab two legendary Pokemon this week. Every month this year, Pokemon Company has been distributing one of their legendary Pokemon as part of their 20th anniversary celebration. For October, there are two creatures available, and they're available via different distribution methods. Volcanion is the final legendary to be revealed in the sixth generation, and this is the first time it's being made available outside of Japan. To get it, you need a code card from a retail game store, which will vary by what region you're in. In the US, the cards can be picked up at GameStop. In the UK and Spain, they're at Game, while people in Australia and New Zealand need to go to EB Games. So you go there. It won't be available until... Okay, so this one in North America, specifically, won't be available till October 10th. So, or available outside North America, but North America, you gotta wait till October 10th for this one. The other legendary Pokemon this month is Kildeo. Sorry, I missed some generations, so... previously only available to people who picked up Pokemon Black 2 or White 2 during its first month of release. Fortunately for this one, all you need to do is have an internet connection. To download it, select Mystery Gift, Receive Gift, and open the communication channel and get it via the internet. So, go get your legendary Pokemon. Bring them over to your games. Beat some scrubs. The NES Classic Edition is going to be some damn fun. It's in its initial manufacturing run, and some people in Madrid apparently got their hands on one of the first ones off the assembly line. So they made some comparisons with the original. First of all, the NES Classic Edition is less than a quarter of the size of the original NES, which is pretty crazy. The console itself takes up less space than a single game did for the original console. The controllers are approximately the size of the console. I believe the controllers are still the same size that they were. virtually identical. They have a kind of a different plug end though. I don't know how to explain that. Kind of looks like something you plug into. It's like a USB plug. They can also be plugged into a Wiimote to control virtual console games. And then in the back, you got HDMI out and DC in for your power. So it's pretty cool. I might get one of those. I don't know. It comes out November 11th in the US. It might be fun. I don't know. I kind of have access to these kind of games already, but, you know, be cool. Be cool to have. All right, from the I'm glad I didn't buy it file, No Man's Sky. The UK's advertising agency is looking into the marketing on Steam and elsewhere for this game. Nearly 2 months after its launch, No Man's Sky can't seem to catch a break. The primary investigation revolves around the game's Steam Store page, which shows off features not found in the final game. One of the complaints posted on their list of grievances on Reddit, along with the advertising agency's response, the videos and marketing material on Steam's web store currently include things that are not in the game, like structures and buildings that don't appear at all, spaceships flying low to the ground, and large-scale space combat, animal size and behavior that doesn't match up to what players have observed. So they've got some grievances, and apparently they're going to get to air those grievances because, boy, No Man's Sky cannot catch a break. It's been a magnet for controversy. So I want to talk to you guys about a game called Red Flags. Apparently it's a worthy successor to the Cards Against Humanity throne. Apparently this game here, you're assembling the personality traits of a hypothetical long-term romantic partner to positive aspects, followed by a wacky red flag. Something like starts every sentence with actually or always dresses like a clown. There wasn't a whole lot on this. I got this from Destructoid, and they were talking about their little experience with the game. But it looks fucking fun to me. Just sounds kind of like another Cards Against Humanity type game, something you can play with your friends, don't play with your parents, and have a good time, you know. In fact, they say it belongs with a group of smarmy 20-somethings, most of them inebriated and huddled around a dorm room desk. So that should be a blast. All right, so that will do it for gaming news. Let's move on to technology. I've gotten about 12 minutes out of me right now, so that's not bad. That's not bad at all.
I am programmed for your pleasure.
Floppy disks, CDs, and Blu-rays. This is technology news.
Please assume the position.
Bees! Placed on the endangered species list for the first time in the U.S. I've heard about this for a long time, that bees are going away, and they're pretty important for the ecosystem. Bees are dying fast, and that's not good for people who like plants and food. Yesterday, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service determined that members of 7 yellow-faced bees from the Halias species require federal protection. If you're in Hawaii, where this brand of bee resides, you might want to think twice before swatting. That sucks, because bees can sting you, but you can't swat at them. They were Hawaii's most profuse insects in the early 1900s, but due to habitat loss, invasive species, and climate change, they're rarely seen these days. That sucks, because bees, like they said, bees are important for food. It's not like a damn mosquito that, I believe I've read things before where they're not really that important to their ecosystems, but, wow, God, what do you call it? Is it a keystone species? Where, you know, if you were to remove that, a lot of things are going to fall. So, federal protection for some bees. We'll see where this goes. Probably some more protection. But hey, those have been proven to work in the past. Manatees have been removed from the endangered species list. Bald eagles. Many more that I don't know off the top of my head. I'm not exactly an endangered species expert. But I have seen success stories. So, there is a new hurricane. Hurricane Matthew. Or Hurricane Me. It's Category 5, which is the strongest to hit the Caribbean since Hurricane Felix in 2007. It looked like it dipped back down to Category 4. I guess I shouldn't say that, because there's people that don't want to be hit by it. Has winds of 155 miles an hour. It was as powerful as Hurricane Gilbert, which hit Jamaica in 1988. And it was the most destructive storm in the country's modern history. Matthew is on course to hit Jamaica, Haiti, and Cuba. Oh, God. Good thing Andy made it out of there just before this happened. I should text him. Text him about that. Tell him he just missed it. So it looks like it's going to make it, God, almost between Jamaica and Haiti, then through Cuba, up through the Bahamas, and it should be kind of dispersed by the time it gets up to the Carolinas. So, kind of crazy. Hurricanes. I'm glad I've never been in a hurricane. Although, I have been through a lot of tornado warnings. And I think the benefit of a tornado is it's not as huge, but you don't really get much warning. You get like a few minutes. Like, hey, there's a tornado! And then there it is. We got some pissed off hackers. They're pissed that people don't want to pay for the NSA tools they stole. Since August, the shadow brokers have been claiming that they had acquired NSA hacking tools through a breach by the Equation Group, which is believed to be an offshoot of the NSA. After offering what appears to be proof of the tool's legitimacy, they announced that they wanted $1 million for the rest of their information. But they seem to now be pissed that nobody wants to pony up. In a strange rambling post on Medium this morning, the brokers explained that the best offer has been about $1,000 in Bitcoin. The shadow brokers is thinking this is information communication problem. So, basically what they're saying here is, no, you guys don't understand. We've got NSA tools, man. And people don't seem to be too excited about it. So, I guess we'll see where it goes from here. It's still unknown whether the shadow brokers have real NSA tools for sale. Edward Snowden thinks it's likely, and various computer security experts have said their released documents are legitimate. We'll see what happens. If you're listening to this from Jakarta, you might have seen porn playing on electric billboard during a traffic jam. Around 1 p.m. Friday in Jakarta, commuters were treated to an impromptu porn screening. Unfortunately, the police were able to cut the power to the Jumbotron billboard after approximately 5 minutes. But that's like twice the amount of time you need anyway. It's unclear if the incident was an accident. It's a pretty major accident. Or caused by the result of a prankster. But either way, according to Indonesian newspaper Harian Jogja, I screwed all this up. The perpetrator has since been caught. Oh my god. Redditors were quick to identify the exact film as Tokyo Hot N1185. Nice. I should have known. Someone was going to know exactly what that... Oh my god, there's a video. Oh my god. Oh god, look this up. Everyone pause the podcast right now and look it up. I'll wait. All right, you guys back? All right, let's do this. iPhone 7 Bluetooth is totally screwed up for some users. So, too bad Andy's not here to defend this goofy-ass phone. But a lot of people are having trouble connecting with Bluetooth on the iPhone 7 right now. Some issues here say that they're not connecting to cars. Car Bluetooth systems are not connecting to, like, headphone Bluetooth, which is extremely important because it doesn't have a headphone jack. So, if you have an iPhone 7, hopefully you don't have these Bluetooth issues. I gotta say, man, the iPhones and the new Samsungs, they're having a lot of troubles. I don't know if it's because they're pumping them out quick to one-up each other. At least on the iPhone 7's case, like, the headphone jack was an actual decision, not a fuck-up. So, oh well. All right, that will do it for technology news. I don't have a lot to talk about for news, but I hope to hit the 20-minute mark. That would be nice to get 20 minutes out of myself. All right, let's go to news.
When there's some strange news in your neighborhood. Who you gonna
call? Three-hit combo.
A 59-year-old man was busted on a lewdness charge for wearing a saran wrap bikini on a New Jersey beach. That sounds awful. And there's a mugshot of this guy. He is not a guy you want to see wearing a saran wrap bikini. He is 59 years old. He was arrested this past Monday in connection with his alleged indecent exposure earlier this month on a Long Beach Island beach. According to the Beach Haven Police Department, several witnesses reported that the suspect spent 2 days on the beach wearing the saran wrap bikini. 2 days? No one stopped this guy? He went rampant for 2 days? This guy's tall as shit. Holy shit, he's 6'6". The subsequent police investigation resulted in his identification and arrest for wearing the saran wrap bikini, which apparently displayed his junk for everyone to see. Deputy who allegedly tased Florida woman didn't even bake an apology cake. So this deputy tased a woman for what seems to be no reason, because the woman's case is going through court pretty successfully. Anyway, the point of the story is, he sent her a text message with a cake that said, "Sorry, I tased you." Now, of course, the woman did not like this. It seemed as if he was making fun of her. However, the cake was not made by him. It's actually a picture that's been floating around the internet for a while. However, that's still not something you want to send to someone that you tased. That you just, well, you want to leave that alone. Woman who pledged $50,000 to hit Martin Shkreli pulls her punch. So, Martin Shkreli has actually been offering an auction to either punch him or slap him, What I hear is the punch has to be of reasonable velocity, which I'm not 100% sure what that means, but I think it means you just can't go nuts on the guy. The slap, on the other hand, you can apparently do whatever the hell you want, so that's what I would pick if I had the money to slap Martin Shkreli, because you can still knock someone out with a slap. Slap's pretty serious. Anyway, so a woman said she'd donate $50K. It looks like it's for a deceased friend's family that he's raising this money for. Turned her Twitter on private and has reneged on her deal. So he's looking for people to replace her. We'll see what happens. I'm sure there's going to be no shortage of people bidding for this. Also, he said you can use someone in your place. So, you know, if you're a little old lady and you want to see Martin Shkreli punched, you can bid the money and then you can get someone to stand in for you and actually punch him. I would do it. If someone wants me to punch Martin Shkreli, I will do it. I'm sure 1,000 people are saying that right now, but if you listen to this, I'll do it. All right, so that is all I have for news, and that will do it for this episode of the Solo One Hit Combo Podcast. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopc. PC stands for podcast, not a Mac versus PC war. Search for us on YouTube, 3-Hit Combo Podcast. Email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. So, for nobody but myself, this is Matt, signing out.